You are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. It's once again time for Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, your usual host for the program. Big thanks to Sean O from Soundwaves for filling in for me last week. This week, we have a couple of big things here on the show. In the second hour, we have a live session we recorded on Monday with the Hot 8 Brass Band from New Orleans while they were in town. Pretty fantastic set. It's going to take up a little more than the first half hour of the second hour. And here in the first hour of the program, we're going to pay tribute to a real giant in music, Donald Byrd, who passed away earlier in the week at the age of 80, and play you tracks from really the many different kind of stages, the many moods of Donald Byrd, I guess you could say, on display during this first hour on Melting Pot, playing you some music from the kind of hard bop years, kind of post-bop sounds, and then into just great soul jazz and funk jazz and dance floor jazz later in his career. So that's what we have for you here in the first hour, tribute to Donald Byrd. Second hour, interview and performance from Hot 8 Brass Band. All for you here on KPFK and Melting Pot. I kind of realized I should say something about this first track. It's one of my favorite tracks, really, of any time, let alone in the career of Donald Byrd. It's a track that for a long period of time I thought was actually a different trumpet player, another one of my favorites, Booker Little. It's featured on, at least in the case of the record that I have it, it's featured on a record that highlights both of them, Donald Byrd and Booker Little, a record called The Third World on TCB Records. So originally released in a different format, different title, as a Soul of Jazz Percussion, I believe, in 1960 on Warwick. And this TCB version is a little bit later and doesn't have much information on who's playing it. The tracks are taken from multiple sessions, but there's just such fantastic music on it, especially this one, which features Donald Byrd and Bill Evans, Pepper Adams, and a few other giants. The name of the song is Quiet Temple. It's just one of the most heartbreakingly beautiful things I've ever heard, and certainly one of the many things that came to mind, but the first one that came to mind when I heard the passing of Donald Byrd was this song. So I'm going to play that for you right now, play you a set, some of the kind of post-bop, hard-bop kind of sounds of Donald Byrd as a leader and also as a sideman here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot. Thank you.
of Blues, that's what they call him. Way down Mexicali way, senoritas falling for him, with the hope that he will stay. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. Well, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. Yes, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. I don't know why. I'm a wandering guy, with no one gal to lay my head by. Ooh, I'm so tired and lonely and blue, 'cause the one gal I love won't be true. Got the blues and it's all 'cause of you. Got the blues and it's all 'cause of you. Senor Blues is what they call him, way down Mexicali way. Senoritas falling for him, with the hope that he will stay. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. Well, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. Yes, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. I don't know why. I'm a wandering guy, with no one gal to lay my head by. Ooh.
tired and lonely and blue. Cause the one gal I love won't be true. Got the blues and it's all cause of you. Got the blues and it's all cause of you.
You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot, a tribute to Donald Byrd that we're currently in the midst of during the first hour. Name of the song you just heard a moment ago was Senor Blues, recorded with Horace Silver and his group, featuring Donald Byrd on trumpet and Bill Henderson on vocals. That is one of my my favorite jazz vocals and jazz songs of all time. The instrumental is just as fantastic. On both of those, Donald Byrd's trumpet is a prominent piece, and it's hard to imagine the overall sound without Byrd's trumpet on there. And so I had to get that out here on a tribute to him. Also in his set, you heard one of his more famous pieces. This is actually a track that I believe Duke Pearson composed, but it's most strongly associated with Donald Byrd from the album New Perspective. The song you heard was Cristo Redentor with Voices. And then at the top of the show, we started things off with a recording from 1960 from Donald Byrd. Just a beautiful piece of music entitled Quiet Temple. Recorded, I want to say, in New York in 1960 and featured on a record that came out that same year called The Soul of Jazz Percussion. Though I took it off of an album that also features music from Booker Little and is titled under both of them, Donald Byrd and Booker Little. They're only featured together on a couple tracks, but it is called Donald Byrd and Booker Little, The Third World. And that song, Quiet Temple, only features Donald Byrd's trumpet. Just beautiful, beautiful sounds from Donald Byrd and everyone else involved. In the background right now is music from a record called Freeform from, I think, 1961. This is a great soul jazz kind of sound from Donald Byrd. Something that was one of my kind of alternate theme songs when I hosted a jazz show in Wisconsin called Stomping Grounds. Precisely because it has that Pentecostal feel into it. And I wanted to start this next set off playing you some more music from Donald Byrd. This stuff kind of transitioned from kind of post and hard bop to a funkier, soulfuller sound. Donald Byrd is one of the real prime musicians associated with Blue Note Records. I think virtually everything except perhaps Quiet Temple at the start of the show comes from Blue Note on this show and this tribute to him. And really was one of the few whose sound really nicely fit all of the major periods of Blue Note Records from the late 50s to the 60s and into the 70s. Going to focus on a little bit of the late 60s material. Starting to get a little funky here from Donald Byrd. But the first track I ever heard associated with him featured on one of those Blue Note Breaks collections from way back in the day. The name of the song is Blackjack, with Donald Byrd and Smiling Billy Higgins, right now for you on KPFK and Melting Pot. Thank you. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot, a tribute to Donald Byrd, passed away earlier in the week at the age of 80. Here in some of the funky things that he started doing in the late 1960s. A moment ago, you heard the song Weasel, just about all of it, from the album Fancy Free from 1969. In the background right now is a little Rasty from Ethiopian Nights, essentially just like two songs, long tracks spread out over two sides of wax on Blue Note. Coming up at the exact same time as Miles Davis and Bitches Brew. Just fantastic music in this period. All periods from Donald Byrd, but really fantastic, funky stuff. Start the set off with music from a record called Blackjack. You heard the title cut from 1967. Big time personal fave. In the 1970s, Donald Byrd switched things up again and recorded some of the most enduring music of the period of time, along with the Mazelle Brothers, debuting that new sound on the record Blackbird. And I'm going to start the next set, this last set, featuring some of the Mazelle Brother back stuff that Donald Byrd did here on a tribute to Donald Byrd on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Thank you.
Closing up an hour-long tribute to Donald Byrd, passed away on Monday at the age of 80, playing you music from his collaborations with the Mizell Brothers. Just heard Spaces and Places from a record of the same title, 1975, a record that was actually recorded just right around the time I came into this world, which trips me out. Just trips me out because I love that record. Also in the set, you heard one of many songs from this period of time sampled to death by people in hip-hop, especially in the 90s. Think Twice, the name of the song from Stepping in Tomorrow. And start things off with Blackbird, also from album of the same name. And in the background is Lansana's Priestess. Just one of my favorite grooves from this period of time. Impossible. Just impossible to listen to this song and not have a smile on your face. Just great, great music. So thank you so much, Donald Byrd. Thank you, listeners, for the freedom to do these tributes. We're only able to do it because of the freedom that you give us. So we appreciate you, as hopefully you appreciate the music. Got more things for you to appreciate in the second hour, coming up in a bit. Going to let this play for a little bit, get to a couple messages, and then we're going to get right into a recorded set, an interview with the Hot 8 Brass Band when they were in town earlier in the week. So I'll give you a little bit of Mardi Gras here for you on a Sunday. Sunday just before Fat Tuesday, as a matter of fact. So that'll be coming up right here on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, 93.7 San Diego, 99.5 in Ridgecrest, China Lake, all over the whole wide world at kpfk.org. And you can now listen to us on the Pacifica Radio app, which I would suggest if you got a smartphone or something like that. Just a thought. Be back with more on Melting Pot just a bit here at KPFK, radio powered by the people.
KPFK is proud to present a Black History Month teach-in from Mali to Congo, what the mainstream media won't tell you about Africa. On Sunday, February 17th, featuring Dr. Gerald Horn. Dr. Horn will delve into the continent's historical divides, its colonial past, and its use as a battleground for the West's proxy wars. This event is presented by Sojourner Truth with Margaret Prescott and will include video, music, and more. There is no cost for admission. The teach-in will run from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Mamie Clayton Library and Museum at 4130 Overland Avenue in Culver City. More information is available at 818-985-2711 or at kpfk.org.